VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. At least three people have died in an explosion near a compound in the Halwadag district of the Somali capital Mogadishu. The compound was used as the headquarters of the district and was in the center of the city. The suspected suicide car bomb destroyed much of the structure on Sunday morning. Buildings nearby also collapsed. Pictures from the scene showed massive destruction. Victims are said to be under the rubble. Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for the attack. Libya's UN-backed government has announced a state of emergency in the capital and its outskirts as ongoing fighting has killed at least 39 people, including civilians, in the past few days. The fighting erupted last week between armed groups from Tripoli against others from a town to the south vying for power in Libya's capital. Correspondent Edward Uranian is following the story from Cairo.
Militia fighters from several warring brigades fired multiple rounds of ammunition into the air around the Yarmouk military camp, scene of bitter fighting in recent days. Control of the camp changed hands several times during the week, and fighters from the so-called 7th Brigade, based in Tarhuna, currently hold it. Amateur photographs posted on Twitter show buildings, including a hospital and a hotel, that were hit by rocket fire during the past 24 hours. Arab media claims that about 40 people have been killed in a week of fighting. The United States, along with four European governments, are urging the warring militias to observe the latest ceasefire. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Libya slid into chaos after the 2011 uprising that overthrew and killed longtime ruler Muammar Gaddafi. This is VOA News. 11 Iraqi political groups, including those led by the cleric Muqtada al-Sadr and Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi, announced an alliance on Sunday that would be the majority bloc in the newly elected parliament. The alliance includes 177 lawmakers, the alliance now in a position to form the country's next government. The outgoing commander of U.S. forces in Afghanistan, General John Nicholson, says Russia is not giving up on efforts to destabilize the country and worsen divisions between the United States and its coalition partners. Nicholson had served as the top American military officer in Afghanistan for more than 2 years. The International Organization for Migration reports more than 270 Nigerian migrants who recently returned from Libya have completed a skills training course to help them start their own businesses. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from IOM headquarters in Geneva.
This is the 21st training course since the program was started in April 2017. IOM reports more than 2,000 Nigerian returnees have participated in courses given in Lagos, Edo, Nasarawa, Kano, and Kaduna states. Many of the returnees have become involved in collective reintegration schemes or community-based projects such as fruit juice, palm oil, and plantain processing factories. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
In the United States, the movie Crazy Rich Asians continues to be popular into its third weekend in theaters. Associated Press correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
We're comfortable.
That is exactly what a super rich person would say.
It didn't have one of those blockbuster $100 million openings. But when it comes to sustained success, Crazy Rich Asians is having a remarkable run. It's number one at the box office for the third straight weekend, with earnings slipping just 10% from last week. And on a pace for one of the biggest Labor Day weekends ever.
She's like trying to play a game of chicken with me, thinking I'm going to swerve like a chicken.
The shark movie The Meg is second, while Mission Impossible Fallout moves back up to third. I'm Ben Thomas.
The Trump administration wants to shut down U.S. government radio stations that announce official time, a service that's been in operation since World War II. The administration proposes cutting almost $27 million and 136 jobs from the National Institute of Standards and Technology. The institute synchronizes clocks and watches. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.